From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Monday, October 31st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. A review of the cloud provider's earnings calls and Microsoft struggles with HoloLens. This is the Business of Tech. Some tech earnings calls to dig into. I wanted to get them all in together. Microsoft indicated they were expecting impacts to their cloud computing business due to the current economic landscape and that their security products are growing, up 33% from a year ago. The number of customers with more than four workloads was up 50% year over year. Cloud computing offset the decline in Windows, and the company also warned it saw a noteworthy drop in PC sales and ad spending in September, and expects both to continue this quarter. The company also noted deal moderation in their Microsoft 365 plans aimed at smaller businesses, and CFO Amy Hood suggested partner transition work impacted some revenue. Quote, we did see continued impact there with small and mid-sized customers in Q1, although it was not different than what we saw, frankly, in Q4, Hood said on the call. Google Cloud's third quarter beat Wall Street estimates. Google Cloud revenue, which includes Google Cloud Platform Services, Google Workspace Collaboration Tools, and other enterprise services, hit $6.9 billion, up 37.6% from $4.99 billion in the same quarter last year and 9.4% from this year's second quarter. In case you're wondering, Google Cloud is still in the red. Amazon also noted a slowdown. They missed their revenue prediction and are warning of possible further slowdowns. Forrester weighed in here too and corroborated similar IDC data. By 2024, the majority of legacy applications will receive some modernization to improve efficiency. As a result, the deployment of virtual machines to accelerate computing will be drastically reduced in the coming year. Forrester also predicts that Amazon Web Services will be under pressure in 2023 to match the security provisions of its main competitors in the cloud market, Google and Microsoft. Gartner, meanwhile, is warning that inflation could impact public cloud spending, with enterprises finding themselves under pressure to cut costs. The amount they spend on the public cloud could go down. Why do we care? One of the benefits of consumption models for customers is the ability to make changes. If customers slow, the provider feels that pain as well. This is a feature, not a bug. The road to the cloud was never going to be straight, so it's worth noting that the slowdown will come at a macro level for the big providers. That doesn't mean it's stopping. For many, we'll just stay the course. I note that planning for the variability would be a key takeaway for small providers. While I'm hitting up earnings and progress, here's some data on Microsoft's progress with HoloLens. The Wall Street Journal detailed the company's struggles to produce the device and noted that Microsoft has reportedly sold around 300,000 units of its HoloLens headset since launch. There have been two generations of HoloLens headsets, and Microsoft has plans over uncertainty about the platform's future. The current HoloLens 2 is priced at $3,500, and Microsoft has been targeting developers and enterprise customers from the beginning. Why do we care? I've been hopeful that commercial applications for augmented reality would be a space to watch. So far, the news isn't good. With Meta spewing cash on the metaverse and Microsoft struggling, I think it's safe to say that the put a set of goggles on your face version is still a distant future. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Happy Halloween! It's also National Caramel Apple Day, which seems messy for the Halloween bucket, and National Doorbell Day, of which there wouldn't be a good Halloween. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.